11 days ago, 100 of our youth received the sacrament of confirmation in 2 afternoon masses. This is the season where all around the Archdiocese, youth are receiving the sacrament of confirmation, some in ceremonies as small as 3, others in ceremonies larger than 100. At these confirmation masses, we often hear that young people are not the future of the church, they are the present. However, the truth is a little more complicated than that, because the youth are both the present and the future. This tension between the now and the not yet is what St. Paul is dealing with in our first reading, when he was in Corinth, having come from Athens. There, St. Paul encounters the married couple, Aquila and Priscilla, migrants from Rome, expelled by the Emperor Claudius. Since Paul, like this couple, was a tent maker, he worked with them and on the Sabbath preached in the synagogue. He was engaged in the now. However, when Paul encountered resistance, he then changed, dropping the now for the not yet in evangelizing. He evangelized the Gentiles, that is, those who were not aware of God's relationship with the Jewish people, and who were not members of that covenant. The concern we might have is, did St. Paul act too hastily? Did he turn away from the Jewish people, of whom he was an integral part, and then decide to evangelize the Gentiles in the Greek peninsula? Was he abandoning his mission of evangelization from God? Or was he responding to the Holy Spirit, telling him to set aside tent making and to go outside his comfort zone? It is, of course, impossible for us to understand what is going on in St. Paul's mind or in St. Paul's heart at this time. But the tension between the now and the not yet, between the present and the future, is one that we will always face as church. It is essential to understand that we need to be both in the present and looking toward the future. We need to be both here and now, and yet working for the not yet under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul's setbacks in evangelizing in Corinth, not just those setbacks later on in that passage. We hear of others associated with the synagogue who do take on the Christian belief. So, in the end, there were others who did respond. It is important for us to always remember that we are intricately rooted in that covenant between God and the Jewish people. That exists today because God is always faithful, and because our Jewish brothers and sisters have been faithful in keeping that tradition alive and that relationship alive. And so St. Paul, a faithful Jewish man, reached out to the Gentiles, to whom he would not otherwise be interested in, leaving behind the life that he knew. And then he even traveled further all around the Mediterranean and became the apostle to the Gentiles. For that we are to be grateful. I don't know that I would recommend that we be as hot-headed as St. Peter and St. Paul as we read about them at times, because both of them could be quite hot-headed, it seems. But they both learned from their mistakes and setbacks. They reached out beyond themselves, trusting in the Holy Spirit. In today's first reading, St. Paul began to trust in the Holy Spirit in a new way. And so it is with our young people, and with ourselves shortly, when we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, where we renew our intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, that often misunderstood, sometimes even forgotten, but integral and equal part of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit guides us, inspires us, encourages us, strengthens us. The Holy Spirit is what links us between the now and the not yet, drawing us in the present into the future. If we wish the youth of our time, the young adults of our time, to be a part of the future of the church, then we must pay attention to their experiences, listen to their questions, and dialogue with them about their concerns and their thoughts. We must do this in the now, because if we cannot be with them in the present, they will not be with us in the future. So let us sit down with each other and listen.